CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. He's either a loving son.
He was a good kid. He would not hurt nobody.
Or a homegrown terrorist. The two different images of 20-year-old Christopher Cordell emerged after he was arrested outside a Cincinnati gun shop and accused of plotting to attack the U.S. Capitol with guns and bombs. Gun shop manager John Dean didn't see anything unusual about Cordell.
Maybe a little shy, a little bashful. If I hadn't been warned ahead of time, there wasn't really anything about him that would have suggested he was involved in something like this.
The FBI laid a trap for Cordell after he allegedly posted tweets supporting ISIS. His father says he was set up. Ohio State University political science professor John Mueller wonders if the FBI overreacted.
These guys are all talking the talk. And it's always the question, I mean, the more you look at it, you think they probably would never be able to do anything, and that's probably true for almost all of them.
The release of five more inmates from the Guantanamo Bay prison for terror suspects is renewing a charged debate over the wisdom of closing down the camp. Terrorism expert Sajan Gohel says there is a risk.
People from Yemen and Saudi Arabia, some have gone on to join Al-Qaeda and the Arabian Peninsula, the group that taking responsibility for the Paris attack.
The latest to be resettled are from Yemen. Four will go to Oman, one to Estonia. Attorney Corey Kreider represents a number of Guantanamo inmates.
Many of the Yemenis in Guantanamo Bay at this stage will go anywhere that the United States is prepared to send them because they're just so desperate.
President Obama is making a new push for paid family leave. Live to CBS News correspondent Heather Bosch.
More than 40 million Americans lack any kind of paid sick leave. So today, the president will urge Congress to pass legislation allowing workers to earn up to 7 paid sick days each year. He'll order federal agencies to give their workers at least 6 weeks of paid leave to care for a new child. He'll suggest Congress do the same for its workers. And he plans to ask Congress for $2 billion to encourage states to create family and medical leave.
A hearing is scheduled today in the legal effort by 25 states to stop the president from bypassing Congress in order to prevent the deportation of illegal immigrants. Scott Pruitt is the Oklahoma Attorney General.
Here you have a very unadulterated, unapologetic message by the president. He is saying, because you've not acted, I can act. That's not how this works.
Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez defends the president's action.
This president's been there, been asking 6 years, going on seven. The House refuses to act.
A report out today says not all the bad guys are the ones behind bars in New York City jails. The report says dozens of guards have been hired in spite of arrest records, gang ties, and other issues that should have set off alarm bells. Rock climbers Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen became rock legends by scaling El Capitan, a 3,000-foot high granite wall at Yosemite Park, using only their hands and feet. Julie Ellison with Climbing Magazine says that's something no one else had ever done.
We're all impressed and a little bit awestruck by what just happened.
S&P futures down 11.5 points. This is CBS News.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
No, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS's Steve Futterman tells us alarm clocks are going off early in Hollywood. This year's Oscar nominations will be announced 90 minutes from now.
Among the films expected to receive multiple nominations is Boyhood.
Let me go.
It has become the early Oscar favorite. Boyhood is almost certain to receive a Best Picture nomination. Another film expected to receive a Best Picture nomination is the civil rights drama Selma.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
Among performers, Julianne Moore should receive a Best Actress nomination for her role in the film Still Alice.
I have Alzheimer's disease.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In Paradise Valley, Arizona, retiring baseball commissioner Bud Selig is presiding over his last owners' meeting. Selig has run the sport for 22 years, a period marked by enormous growth in the game's profits and steroid scandals that have given the national pastime an enduring black eye. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
I'm Murphy, a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
No, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get the things you wanted, how you wanted. Don't want to use your credit? Don't. Don't have credit? Don't worry. Want to set up a payment plan around your paydates so you're never short on cash? It's up to you. Imagine payments that fit your budget, your schedule, your life. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Flexible payment plan scheduled around your needs. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, some schools are taking a little extra precaution today in case of remaining icy conditions. Orange County Schools and Durham County Schools are operating at a two-hour delay. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are running on a regular schedule today. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Directors will discuss student discipline and its disproportionate impact on the minorities tonight when the board gets together. And young Democrats across North Carolina will be migrating to Chapel Hill for their annual convention this year. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, a mighty good win for Carolina's basketball team last night. Tar Heels survived against North Carolina State at PNC Arena in Raleigh. 81-79 last night. Good win for Carolina. That happened in good fashion. And also this morning,
the Tar Heels dominate, well, almost, NC State again.
That's in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, coming up in just a few minutes.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill, safely above freezing this morning. Feels a lot different than it did yesterday. Yesterday we had a real threat of some ice. We had to scrape a little ice off the windshield yesterday, but such is not the case today. However, we do have some fog today, so visibility is an issue. It should be partly sunny most of the day. We will get some clouds in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy, going down to 30 tonight. Slight chance of rain, and then tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. But a good day to start. Young Democrats across the Tar Heel State will be migrating to Chapel Hill for their annual convention this year. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more details.
The Teen College and Young Democrats announced earlier this week that they would hold their 2015 convention in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo, who's a young Democrat himself, just in his mid-20s, says that this event is an opportunity to lay a path for the Democratic Party's movement going forward.
It's just a great opportunity to bring folks together from across the state, college students, high school students, young professionals, young elected officials, and along with some young at heart leaders from the Democratic Party to think strategically and plan and network about the work that needs to be done to move our state forward in 2015 and 2016 and beyond.
Storo represents the town of Chapel Hill on the board of the Orange County Visitors Bureau, and he says that the convention will afford the town an opportunity to prove that it has the resources and the capability to host an event this size.
And I'm really excited as a community about the work that the Visitor Bureau is doing and that we're doing in partnership across our county to help bring tourism to Chapel Hill. Tourism is a clean form of economic development. People come to the community, spend a lot of money, and then they leave.
Storo says that he expects the meeting to bring a couple of hundred visitors to Chapel Hill, adding that if the town successfully houses this convention, it will be very helpful in recruiting another mid-size event in the years to come. He says that the convention will serve as a chance for Democrats to define the message that they want to send to voters, especially in the light of the 2014 elections that saw many Democrats lose to their conservative counterparts across the state and nation. Storo was quick to point out that as elections nationally didn't go the Democrats' way, many local elections did fall in their favor, including races for Wake County Commissioner.
With that election in Wake County, Orange, Durham, and Wake County all have 100% Democratic representation on their county commissioners. So there's some real excitement and I think energy about what young people are bringing to the Democratic Party, both in Orange County and across the state. And this provides us an opportunity to think about how we can grow that potential.
While taking full control of the county commissioner positions in Orange, Durham, and Wake counties, Democrats still struggle to hit their mark with their message in rural North Carolina. Soros says that this is an area where his fellow Democrats need to improve.
The Democratic Party has always stood for public investment, an investment in working families, investment in education, investment in a transportation system that can bring people closer together. I think that's a message that's relevant across the state.
And the Young Democrats Convention will be held March 27th through the 29th. It will be based out of the Sheraton Chapel Hill on Europa Drive. And a full schedule of events for the convention and registration is available through the convention's website, and you can find a link to that website on chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hillsborough town officials want to hear from you tonight as they hold a public hearing for the Vision 2030 project. Last week, on Thursday, an open house was held to go through the bullet points of this development plan. Planning Director Margaret Houth says that the presentation tonight at the Hillsborough Town Barn will go more in-depth.
It will be a more detailed presentation that kind of walks folks through what is in the document in terms of, you know, background on Hillsborough and what some of the recommendations are.
Houth adds that she will structure tonight's meeting based off of attendance to ensure more time for public input.
I'll base it somewhat on how big the crowd is. The bigger the crowd, the less I'll say, because I'll want to leave as much time for folks to talk as possible.
The public hearing will be held at the town barn beginning at 7 o'clock. You can see a full version of the Vision 2030 draft at WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Cumberland City School Board will discuss student discipline and its disproportionate impact on minorities when the board meets tonight. Black students make up just 11% of total enrollment, but account for 39% of all out-of-school suspensions and 41% of in-school suspensions. Latino students are 14% of the school population, but make up between 19% and 22% of suspensions. Some of the most common infractions include aggression, defiance, disruption, and disrespect. Officials note that the largest disparities between white students and black students are in infractions that are the hardest to define. School board members will review the past 2 years of data on suspensions to see how the implementation of a positive behavior intervention program is changing the way discipline is defined and administered. The school board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at Chapel Hill Town Hall. In case you're wondering, the Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools are operating on a regular schedule today. Orange County schools are on a two-hour delay, and Durham Public Schools on a two-hour delay. That's in case there is some remaining ice out there. We have a list of academies and other institutions for students that is on our website, chapelboro.com. Those that are delayed, not many. It's a fairly short list. Again, Orange County schools and Durham Public Schools, a two-hour delay. Chapel Hill Cumberland City Schools on a regular schedule today. The Chapel Hill Fire Department was on the scene of a fire on Wednesday morning. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Yesterday's fire happened at a small office park at 920 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Battalion Chief Jeff Cabe says the owners of a dentist's office came in to open up in the morning and were greeted by a large amount of smoke.
By the time we were dispatched and when we got on scene, there was smoke left in the building. There was a lot of smoke upstairs and down. But other than that, the rest of what they found was basically a little bit of smoldering fire. The damage was pretty significant throughout the main portions of the hallway in the building, but the fire was out.
Cabe says it's an unusual scenario for a fire to have apparently burned itself out by the time the fire department is called. He adds that the cold weather likely did not play a factor in the fire.
I would think weather probably didn't have anything to do with it, just on the sheer nature of where the fire is. The fire's kind of in the center of the building, and my guess is because it would have been the heating season that when the fire started, it shut the heat system down. So if anything, the weather or the fire may have actually helped itself not to burn.
Cabe says the heating system shutting off would have cut off the main supply of oxygen to the fire. He adds that fire marshals are investigating the scene, working to determine the cause and origin of the fire.
With it being a fire that had burned itself out, it may take a little bit longer. That's sort of an unusual situation. Usually when we get dispatched to a fire, it's actually a fire when we get there and it's not a past tense.
No injuries were reported in the incident. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A rabid bat represents Orange County's first rabies case of the new year. That story coming up in just a moment on WCHL 715. It's time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, this traffic report brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. And now, here is Nikki Morse.
I don't know how to follow up a bat, but okay. Thanks, Ron.
It wasn't supposed to be funny.
I know. Anyway, we have dense fog advisory out there this morning, so just be aware of that if you're going to be traveling around Durham and Chapel Hill until about 10 o'clock this morning. Traffic just starting to pick up around the area. No major problems to report so far, which is good news. 15501 problem-free both directions between I-40 and Franklin Street. And 40 eastbound remains a smooth ride to RTP from 15501 through the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call, 967-8363, or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I appreciate that.
Hey.
I'll tweet you in just a few minutes
after
you get back in the newsroom.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really completely different than yesterday morning. Yesterday was more of a, you know, crisis mode for folks wondering what was going to happen. Today we have a more, you know, prepared agenda. Everybody knows what's going on. It's things kind of getting back to normal.
Yeah, which is nice. And we're going to go into the weekend with fairly decent weather, so that's good news.
Yeah, watch out for the fog this morning, though. And more on that coming up just a moment here. But thank you, Nikki. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. It is 34 degrees, partly sunny today. We will get some clouds today. We do have a lot of fog out there this morning, so visibility not very good. Please allow yourself a little extra time this morning because of that, but you shouldn't have to worry about any ice this morning. Certainly in most places, that's gone. Cool today. High today about 45 degrees, but that actually sounds pretty good. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain. Cold with a low down around 30, a couple of degrees below the freezing point. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clear and cold again with lows in the upper 20s. Then, Nikki mentioned the weekend. Saturday, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, a lot of clouds, 50-50 chance of rain, low 35. And then on Sunday, we're talking about cloudy skies and the high of about 50 degrees. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
718 WCHL one more time. Orange County Schools, two-hour delay. Durham Public Schools, two-hour delay. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools on a regular schedule today. And most of the schools getting back to normal today. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, for a complete list of delays this morning. A bat in Chapel Hill marks Orange County's first case of rabies this year. The bat was found flying inside a home last Friday. Animal Services officers removed it for testing, and the case was confirmed positive on Wednesday. Officials say neither the family members nor the two dogs in the house came into contact with the bat, but they don't know how long it was indoors. Orange County has seen an uptick in rabies cases in the past 12 months. 23 cases were confirmed in 2014. That's nearly double the totals for the two previous years. Residents are urged to report any contact with a bat, regardless of whether household pets or farm animals are involved. That's because the few cases of human rabies in this country in recent years have been traced back to bats. If you discover a bat inside your house, be sure not to release it, but get out of there. Do remove yourself and any animals from the area. Always call animal control immediately if you find a bat in your house, even if there's no evidence of a bite or any kind of contact. If an incident occurs after business hours, you can reach the Orange County Animal Services Office by calling 911. The difference between predicted revenue collections for the first half of North Carolina government's fiscal year and what's actually come in has widened slightly. The General Assembly's top economist says revenues are are $199 million below expectations through December 31st. The amount was $190 million through November. Weak individual income taxes have been blamed for the gap, particularly lower than expected withholdings taken from people's paychecks connected to 2013 tax changes. Legislative economist Barry Boardman says sales taxes during this past holiday season came in about as expected. The amount remains a small percentage of the $21 billion state budget and could improve or worsen as key tax returns are filed before April 15th. A wider gap could make next year's budget decisions tougher for the legislature, which reconvened for an organization session, really, on Wednesday. WCHL News Time is 7:20. Time for championship sports, and we got a good victory last night for the Tar Heels to talk about. The number 15 North Carolina men's basketball team continued its mastery in recent years over North Carolina State. Final score last night, 81-79 at PNC Arena. Tar Heels are 13-4 now, 3-1 in the ACC. Matt Oaks recaps what happened last night in that matchup of the two rivalry teams.
The Tar Heels were cruising along, up a commanding 11 points with 4:35 to play. But the Wolfpack made a furious rally to put the heat on UNC down the stretch. But at the free throw line, Carolina came up with the goods in the clutch.
Feel awfully lucky, but shoot 56% for the game. You got to feel good about that. And didn't like our turnovers in the first half. We had 5 turnovers, and I can tell you every one of them. Defensively, they switched to zone. It bothered us a little bit, but Marcus made a couple of big threes for us, too. And lucky as all get out, and we'll get out of town as quick as we can.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. With the loss, the Wolfpack dropped to 12-6 overall and 3-2 in league play. NC State got into foul trouble midway through the second half, and sophomore forward B.J. Anya ultimately fouled out with 6:58 to play. Senior guard Ralston Turner followed later on, fouling out with just 3 ticks remaining in the contest. Meanwhile, UNC took full advantage with crisp passing and sharp shooting to pull away from their rivals and establish that double-digit lead. But the Wolfpack didn't give up, fighting their way back to within a whisker of victory. Junior point guard Marcus Page, not surprisingly, turned in a sharp performance at a venue he enjoys, finishing with 23 points on 7 of 13 shooting. Coach Williams says PNC Arena is like a comfortable second home for Page.
I love the Smith Center, but I think Marcus would be ready for me to see if we could rent this place. He was sensational, 23 points, 9 assists, 0 turnover.
Despite battling a nagging injury to his foot, Page powered through with a whopping 36 minutes of playing time Wednesday night. Page says there was no way he was resting in the second half.
I didn't really want to come out in the second half, and I felt good. So despite my foot and stuff, I just wanted to play through it.
In the deep and talented ACC, Page says the Tar Heels, who are used to contesting close games, are prepared to grind out wins the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in a lot of close games this year, not just last week, but, you know, it's league play. You see, I've said this a couple of times, and I'm going to probably continue to talk about how good our league is and how every game matters. You know, coming here on the road, they expected to win, and we expected it to be a battle. So just having that mindset going into the game that you're not going to win this game by double figures or you're going to have to grind it out has helped us prepare.
Sophomore forward Isaiah Hicks turned in an encouraging performance, tallying 12 points and only missing one shot from the field. Hicks seemed to set the tone with his emphatic play in the paint. Coach Williams says Hicks provided a welcome spark off a Carolina bench that outscored NC State subs 19-9.
Well, I think Isaiah particularly, because we had a tough time. Bryce was not able to deny the ball to Washington, and I think Isaiah did that and did it well. And I think that was good for us as well. But I've harped on it every year that I've ever coached, that when you come in the game, you're supposed to give us something positive.
Turner and junior guard Trevor Lacey led the NC State scoring charge with 20 and 19 points, respectively. The Wolfpack also out-rebounded the Tar Heels 37-33 with some scrappy effort and want-to, but it wasn't enough to emerge victorious on this night. Coach Williams continued his dominance over the Wolfpack, improving his career head-to-head record to 28-2 against NC State. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Sunday evening meeting with lowly Virginia Tech. It's a 6:30 p.m. tip in the Smith Center. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Another good thing last night. Good to see the Tar Heels hitting their free throws. Page and Britt and everybody, really. Kennedy Meeks. good to cash in on those opportunities. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, no question who the leader is on this team, Marcus Paige. Good win last night for Carolina. Tonight, two Hall of Fame head coaches, two nationally ranked teams, and a couple of dynamite women's teams make for one highly anticipated matchup in the Atlantic Coast Conference. North Carolina is looking to make a statement with a win over 7th-ranked Notre Dame tonight. Tip-off time is 7 o'clock in Carmichael Arena here in Chapel Hill. And the recent win over Georgia Tech, Coach Sylvia Hatchell dug deep into her bench to give more of her players significant playing time, and she says depth separates her team from others in the ACC.
We have quite a few of them go in and play significant minutes and make major contributions. And that's one of the strengths of our team is our balance and our depth. And, you know, the kids know I have confidence in them. And I just told them, I just said, just be ready when called upon because you know that there's going to be times when we need you out there. So you just be ready.
Well, Carolina is 15-2. Notre Dame, 15-2. Fighting Irish, 3-1 in the ACC. UNC is 2-1. Tonight marks Notre Dame's first ever visit to Chapel Hill. And in their last away game, January 8th, their NCAA record-tying 30-game road streak was clipped by Miami. Notre Dame has already beaten four top 25 teams this season, so it's going to be a very good team coming in here tonight. Tar Heels can't take the Fighting Irish lightly, no question. It's a big game, tipping off at 7 o'clock.
The game plan for them is, you know, they've got some really, really great players on their three-point shooters, you know, just stopping some of their tendencies that they like to do. You know, they're a very good passing team. They're a very good shooting team. You know, they'll jump out there at different times with different defenses. Some things that we've got to be prepared for, you know, as we play a very, very good team like this.
You'll hear it tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on WCHL with Walter Storholt on the play-by-play. 726, I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels dominate, well, almost, NC State again. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Let's get the numbers out of the way. After Wednesday night's closer-than-it-should-have-been win at NC State, Carolina has won 17 of the last 18 against the Wolfpack, 23 of the last 25, and 40 of the last 49 games. UNC is 60-45 against State and Raleigh, including 12-4 in the PNC or the RBC or the ABC Arena. If you think that's impressive, Roy Williams is now a career 28-2 against the Pack, five of those wins coming when he was at Kansas. With rare exception, the Tar Heels are laser-focused when they play in Raleigh, and although they didn't play well the entire game, they were in control for most of the 40 minutes. Williams joked that Marcus Paige might want to rent the building, as Paige followed up his 36 points of last season, including the dramatic buzzer beater, with a better all-around performance, 23 points, including 5 for 5 from the arc, 9 assists, and 0 turnovers in 36 minutes, all the while playing hurt with a bum foot. The effort was all around, from Kennedy Meeks' double-double to Isaiah Hicks' best college game to J.P. Tokido holding State's Trevor Lacey to one field goal in the first half when Carolina established its dominance. Yes, State rose to the occasion by cutting an 11-point deficit down to 3 in 90 seconds late in the game, but the Heels sealed the deal at the foul line despite not scoring a field goal over the last 4.5 minutes after shooting 56% from the floor. Old Roy's game plan was brilliant. Play smart and patient and stay in the game for the first half, quieting the State crowd that was funereal, almost comatose for most of the night, erasing the home court advantage for its team until the frenzied final seconds. The great all-around performance bodes well for Carolina's continued improvement and another winning streak that by having both Syracuse and Virginia at home has it looking squarely at a run for first place in the ACC. This was supposed to be the tough one, but it played like a movie you've seen before. The Heels waltz in their baby blue, hush the red-clad home crowd, and walk out with another victory over State. It must be really frustrating for Wolfpack fans against their supposed arch-rival, because a rivalry is when teams take turns beating each other. The numbers show this hasn't been the case in this un-rivalry for a long, long time. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by The Vapor Girl.
Thousands of people around the country are switching from smoking to vaping. This is The Vapor Girl telling you that I turned a lifetime of chain smoking into vaping. Our customers find vaping is cleaner, healthier, and they love our hundreds of flavors that we create right here in Chapel Hill from homegrown tobacco. The Vapor Girl has everything you need to make the switch yourself. No more cigarette smell, no more cigarette butts. Visit one of the Vapor Girl retail locations in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsburgh, each with a vapor bar for sampling. For more information, go to thevaporgirl.com.
Like most people in Chapel Hill, I love Spanky's. Sure, I love the historic setting, especially during the excitement of game days and the cool caricatures. But the thing that keeps me coming back time and again is the Spanky's Burger. When I start thinking about dinner at my desk at 2 p.m., I think about prime beef, ground fresh daily by Cliff's Meat Market in Carrboro.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to Spanky's. Simple, fresh, and reliable. What's your favorite? Visit SpankysRestaurant.com for menus and reservations.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait, Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, a lot better today than it was yesterday, that's for sure. 35 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 34 this morning in Carboro. Partly sunny this morning, we'll get some clouds in the afternoon, not as cool, high today in the middle 40s. It is really foggy out there this morning, that's the major problem, so please be careful, visibility is not great. Otherwise, really not a bad day.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Set off pipe bombs at the U.S. Capitol and gunned down people who were in the area. That's the plot the feds say 20-year-old Christopher Cornell had hatched. He's under arrest. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
With the help of an informant, the FBI became aware of this plot early on. Investigators say the suspect, Christopher Lee Cornell, had been under surveillance for months until his arrest on Wednesday, when investigators believe this plot was in its final stages.
Cornell arrested in Ohio after buying two semi-automatic weapons and 600 rounds of ammunition.
Investigators believe that Cornell's intent was real, that he saw members of Congress as the enemy, but investigators also say that there was never a real threat to the U.S. Capitol.
Cornell's father says his son's been set up.
I think that was the FBI that he had been going to the mosque with. I think that was the FBI that he had been corresponding with all the time. It was the FBI.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 34 degrees, very foggy this morning, so please allow yourself a little extra time this morning. Shouldn't be any ice out there, maybe in some low-lying areas, some areas that were really shaded all day yesterday. There could be some ice out there. That's why a couple of our local school systems have decided to delay their openings today. Orange County schools will be open 2 hours later than usual. Durham Public Schools also running on a two-hour delay. Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools running on a regular schedule. Most schools are on a regular schedule today. However, we do have some academies and charter schools and others that have decided to delay a bit today. You can get that list on our website at chapelboro.com. Once again, the two major school systems with a delay today, Orange County Schools and Durham Public Schools running on a two-hour delay. Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools running on the regular schedule, and the school board will discuss student discipline and its disproportionate impact on minorities when the board gets together tonight. Black students make up just 11% of total enrollment in the city schools, but account for 39% of all out-of-school suspensions and 41% of in-school suspensions. Latino students are 14% of the school population, but make up between 19 and 22% of suspensions. Now, some of the most common infractions include aggression, defiance, disruption, and disrespect. Officials note that the largest disparities between white students and black students are in infractions that are the hardest to define. School board members will review the past 2 years of data on suspensions to see how the implementation of a positive behavior intervention program is changing the way discipline is defined and administered. School board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in Town Hall Council Chambers. Hillsborough town officials want to hear from you tonight as they hold a public hearing for the Vision 2030 project. They got together exactly a week ago, last Thursday. They there was an open house held to go through the bullet points of the development plan. Planning Director Margaret Houth says that the presentation tonight at the Hillsborough Town Barn will go more in depth.
It will be a more detailed presentation that kind of walks folks through what is in the document in terms of, you know, background on Hillsborough and what some of the recommendations are.
Houth adds she will structure tonight's meeting based off of attendance to ensure more time for public input.
I'll base it somewhat on how big the crowd is. The bigger the crowd, the less I'll say, because I'll want to leave as much time for folks to talk as possible.
The public hearing tonight will be held at the Town Barn beginning at 7 o'clock. You can see a full version of the Vision 2030 draft at chapelborough.com. Young Democrats across North Carolina will migrate to Chapel Hill this year for their annual convention. WCHL's Blake Hodge has the story.
The Teen College and Young Democrats announced earlier this week that they would hold their 2015 convention in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storrow, who's a young Democrat himself, just in his mid-20s, says that this event is an opportunity to lay a path for the Democratic Party's movement going forward.
It's just a great opportunity to bring folks together from across the state, college students, high school students, young professionals, young elected officials, and along with some young at heart leaders from the Democratic Party to think strategically and plan and network about the work that needs to be done to move our state forward in 2015 and 2016 and beyond.
Storrow represents the town of Chapel Hill on the board of the Orange County Visitors Bureau, and he says that the convention will afford the town an opportunity to prove that it has the resources and the capability to host an event this size.
And I'm really excited as a community about the work that the Visitor Bureau is doing and that we're doing in partnership across our county to help bring tourism to Chapel Hill. Tourism is a clean form of economic development. People come to the community, spend a lot of money, and then they leave.
Storrow says that he expects the meeting to bring a couple of hundred visitors to Chapel Hill, adding that if the town successfully houses this convention, it will be very helpful in recruiting another mid-size event in the years to come. He says that the convention will serve as a chance for Democrats to define the message that they want to send to voters, especially in the light of the 2014 elections that saw many Democrats lose to their conservative counterparts across the state and nation. Storrow was quick to point out that as elections nationally didn't go the Democrats' way, many local elections did fall in their favor, including races for Wake County Commissioner.
With that election in Wake County, Orange, Durham, and Wake County all have 100% Democratic representation on their county commissioners. So there's some real excitement and I think energy about what young people are bringing to the Democratic Party, both in Orange County and across the state. And this provides us an opportunity to think about how we can grow that potential.
While taking full control of the county commissioner positions in Orange, Durham, and Wake counties, Democrats still struggle to hit their mark with their message in rural North Carolina. Storrow says that this is an area where his fellow Democrats need to improve.
The Democratic Party has always stood for public investment, an investment in working families, investment in education, investment in a transportation system that can bring people closer together. I think that's a message that's relevant across the state.
And the Young Democrats Convention will be held March 27th through the 29th. It will be based out of the Sheraton Chapel Hill on Europa Drive. And a full schedule of events for the convention and registration is available through the convention's website, and you can find a link to that website on chapelborough.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have our first official case of rabies in Orange County this year. It was a bat that tested positive for rabies. The bat was found flying inside a home in Chapel Hill last Friday. Animal services officers removed it for testing. And the case came back, confirmed rabies yesterday. Orange County has seen a real uptick in rabies cases in the past 12 months. 23 cases were confirmed in 2014. That is nearly double the totals for the two previous years. And this morning on WCHL, insurance companies are not giving up on their quest to charge North Carolina homeowners more. North Carolina Rate Bureau General Manager Ray Evans said yesterday the group representing nearly 100 companies selling homeowners policies is appealing its rejected bid to raise premiums by an average of 25%. The group plans to file notice by tomorrow. Evans says the industry group expects it could take a year before the State Court of Appeals hears and makes a decision on whether the increases are justified. Evans says insurers might file a new rate increase request with the state insurance department. Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin last month rejected the industry's request to collect another $500 million a year on top of the total $2 billion the state's homeowners now spend on coverage. You give them a right to collect another $500 a year. I mean, that would be tragic, wouldn't it?
No.
$500 a year total. I'm talking about the end of it. Never mind. Yeah. You had to be paying attention to what I was saying.
Did I look like I wasn't? No, that's weird.
Sort of like me with your traffic report sometimes. Right. You just kind of glazed over and waiting for your turn. So
yeah. I was waiting for it, and here's Nikki.
739 WCHL. Sure does feel different this morning. It's still cold. It's 34 degrees. But it doesn't feel psychologically or physically like it did yesterday. It is really foggy out there.
Well, 34 degrees is kind of balmy compared to yesterday. So,
yeah.
You add fog to it, it makes it feel even more balmy. You know, that kind of,
Werewolves of London. Yeah, boy, it really does feel like the Hound of the Baskervilles or something like that.
You know what? I'm looking at the cameras set on the roadways, and to be honest with you, I mean it's foggy, yeah, in our area. But the further east you go, really foggy. So if you're heading towards the Raleigh area, you know, just be aware that it's a lot worse there.
Yeah, and as you get out toward the airport or the RTP, I mean, you're gonna probably notice a significant difference.
Yeah.
At least according to what?
Well, you know, you might step out of the door and go, hey, they're lying. There's no fog. There really is. I'm not lying.
Well,
I promise.
As far as we know, there's not any ice that's causing any problems out there today.
No.
Although a couple of school systems and some other schools, academies, charter schools, et cetera, have decided to delay their opening today.
I kind of decided to delay my opening today, too.
leaning to the side of safety for the kids. That's what. Yeah. All about
it. Absolutely, it is. And I can't say I blame them. Granted, I wish I was one of the students this morning.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
sleep in
an extra hour or so.
Exactly.
What's wrong with that?
I wouldn't be complaining about that.
Absolutely not.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools are running on a regular schedule. Mm-hmm. Orange County Schools and Durham Public Schools are delayed by 2 hours. So we have the whole list on our website, chapelborough.com. Kind of a short list. But what else is happening at WCHL's website today, Nikki?
Well, with the cold temperatures recently, Kristen Tucker wants you to stay warm and stylish with the essential winter accessories. And some really cute stuff out there. Sometimes I get so busy with my life, I don't really realize that there's like a whole new world. And aren't you stylish today?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're looking pretty good there.
Polka dots and everything.
And plaid. I never knew that they would go together, but they do. Anyway, submissions for the best automotive place have been taken, and now it's time to vote. So check chapelburr.com for the list of the best places to go to buy, fix, supply, detail, and clean your car or truck. And great photo gallery from UNC, NC State game last night.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's always great when UNC wins, but, you know, the photos are there to prove it.
You know, on Art's notebook today, and I'm sure that there's a column on Chapel Brough about this, or there will be shortly. You know, Art talks about how this is such a rivalry, and North Carolina State always gets up to play us and everything. And you know, it's not much doubt about who's going to win in recent years. I mean, the Tar Heels have really dominated that series. It was a good game last night. I didn't go. I watched it on television and listened to it with Jones Angels play-by-play, of course.
Right.
But it was a really good game. You got kudos to the state. They came back. They did not quit. But Tar Heels hit their free throws. Marcus Page led the way. But some really good effort from some other Tar Heels as well.
Oh, you know, when you listen to all the numbers and the stats of how many games that have been won over the years, you know, and through that rivalry, it's kind of interesting to see the domination that really is there. Because sometimes, you know, State does come to play and really and does win. Not that I'd like to say that word when it comes to NC State. But, you know, we'll take it. We'll take the win. We'll take the win last night. It was a good game.
Good game, good win.
And the Chapel Hill Association of Realtors held their first ever Fire and Ice Gala at the Chapel Hill Country Club. It was a really stunning event to kick off 2015. Susan Murray was there and took some really beautiful pictures of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you go to chapelboro.com and check them out.
All right. I'm going to do that first thing this morning when I get off the air. I'm going to go study everything that's on the website.
Very good. You should.
You can also see all of our news stories and our daily features.
Yeah. There's something you missed this morning that you want to check out. It'll be up online.
Yeah. A little later on in the morning, there will be a replay of the morning show there if you'd like to do that. So, hey. Everything is there.
You could get a whole new approach to listening to the morning show.
And Nikki Morris is going to follow some of those fashion suggestions from Kristen Tucker.
And you should, too.
You can count on that.
Just saying that.
Yeah. 744 at WCHL. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Walt Mack has today's commentary. That is on the way next.
Enjoy a night of scotch and scrumptious fare at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, January 29th. Join scotch aficionado Gary Crunkleton and Glenfiddich ambassadors Judd and Ralph in savoring smooth scotch along with a delicious wild game dinner. The evening begins at 6:30 p.m. with a tasty reception with scotch and pass hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by an exceptional three-course wild game dinner with wine. Afterwards, enjoy dessert with scotch and cigars. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
All right, Dr. Goldstein, 747 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. As the year of the horse, 2014, has galloped by us, many who were trampled by misfortune are saying good riddance. It was the year of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we in Chapel Hill and Carrboro had our share of both. But there were silver linings in those dark clouds. U.S. Representative David Price was reelected to his 14th term, representing North Carolina's 4th Congressional District, and will continue to serve constituents in common good. UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health received a $7 million gift from an anonymous donor that will be used to support the center's new initiatives in science and establish a distinguished professorship. Ground was broken for a new homeless shelter on MLK Boulevard that could be opened by August of this year, thanks to a long struggle by IFC to overcome many obstacles. Now the bad. Democratic Senator Kay Hagan was unseated in the midterm election by Republican Tom Tillis, and North Carolina representation will be lopsided with two Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Chapel Hill Carrboro school teachers received paltry salary increases doled out by the Republican Assembly. As a consequence, the best and the brightest teachers are bailing out of the system. Festering for years, academic fraud among UNC athletes came to light when the Weinstein Report revealed that athletes were taking bogus African-American study courses to boost their point-hour ratios. Whistleblower Mary Willingham tried valiantly to alert the UNC brass, only to be ostracized and fired. She has sued to get her job back. and the ugly. A respected UNC professor is senselessly assaulted and struck by a rock by two hoodlums as he took his customary walk near campus. He died the next day of his injuries. Governor Pat McCrory admits he accepted a $170,000 accelerated stock payout from a mortgage broker, but denies he did anything wrong. Let's hope the year of the sheep, 2015, is kinder and gentler, and that we don't get the wool pulled over our eyes, or worse yet, sheared. Happy New Year. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
It's the most anticipated shopping event of the year. The University Mall Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale. This weekend only, save up to 70% off on select inventory throughout the mall starting tomorrow and all weekend. Discounts will vary, so shop early and often. Make a day of it with shopping, dining, and entertainment this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get a $10 coupon when you spend $100, limited to two coupons per family, and save up to 70% on select merchandise. Present receipts from January 16th through 18th, totaling $100 at customer service to receive a $10 coupon good those days at one of the participating stores or restaurants. Limit two coupons per family. The annual Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale at University Mall. Make a day of it this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Have fun and save up to 70% on select merchandise. Join University Mall for children's activities and live music. New this year, help those who are literally out in the cold. Donate non-perishable food or cash to the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive in Chapel Hill. Visit online at University MallNC.com.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Now, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We have a dense fog advisory for the area this morning until about 10 o'clock, so just be aware of that if you're going to be heading out of the house. And with the fact that we've got a two-hour delay for Durham and Orange County schools, it looks like the traffic volume is a little bit lighter than normal at this time. We do have utility work in Durham blocking Roxborough Street just north of Cornwallis, and northbound Fordham Boulevard is starting to slow a little bit as you approach Manning Drive towards Highway 54. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Partly sunny this morning. We have 34 degrees right now and very foggy out there, so allow yourself a little extra time. Fog kind of thick in some spots. It'll be just a regular old cloudy day after that. Not as cool today. High today about 45. Tonight mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain. Cold tonight. Low around 30. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Listen, Crown Honda at South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda at South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. This look at the weather brought to you by your friends at Crown Honda of South Point. Ladies and gentlemen, it is one of those days where we're just going to have a good time with Dr. Pond. Dr. Pond checking in right now, and a very important part of our morning.
Say the word, you'll be free.
Yeah.
Say the word,
groovy.
How are you this morning, Wayne?
Oh, enjoying the music. Enjoying the music.
Well, it's just having you on the show is just like having John, Paul, George, and Ringo all sitting right here with us.
Oh, you're lying through your teeth, but I love it anyway, old friend.
That's all right. Well, you got a good word for us today?
I got a peach for you this morning. It's a simple little word, interesting history. This is wonderful. It kind of goes to all the, that litany that Mr. Mack just ticked off in the commentary. I love the way he summarized. Let's just say our many local turns of events.
Yeah, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's exactly right. The word of the day, simple, sweet, short, to the point, is deter. Deter. D as in dog. D-E-T-E-R. D-E-T-E-R. Here's a word I think most of us are familiar with. It is rooted, Ron. Hey, I like the sound of that. It is rooted, Ron, in another word that isn't so pleasant, and that word is fear. Deter means to move away from that which strikes fear into one's heart. It is to say to turn aside, to discourage, to prevent you from acting, and it also means to inhibit. It has a secondary meaning, to inhibit. Painting, for example, will deter rusting. Moving out of that DJ chair will deter rusting.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You know what? You know what? When they block a road off, they usually deter.
Okay, Nikki, I'm going to hang up.
That's one you didn't think of, isn't it, Wayne?
I love it. I love it. The bad pun of the morning. There it is. All right, deter. There's your word of the day. D-E-T-E-R. It is a verb to turn aside, to discourage, to prevent, and a secondary meaning to inhibit. So let's look at that list that Walt Mack kicked off this morning to see if we can deter some of those bad things from happening again.
Thank you, Wayne.
I love them all. Hey, talk to you in the morning. Be good. Right. Bye-bye.
Wayne's Word on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day and spell it and define it. If you're the first to do that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, because that's how we roll. Time now for the clean joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And here once again, the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Tired of the constant blonde jokes, a blonde dyes her hair brown. She goes for a drive in the country and sees a shepherd herding his sheep across the road. Hey, shepherd, if I guess how many sheep are here, can I keep one? Shepherd agrees. She blurts out, 352. Shepherd is stunned at her accuracy, but keeps his word and allows her to pick a sheep. I'll take this one, she says proudly. It's the cutest. Hey, lady, says the shepherd, if I guess your real hair color, can I have my dog back?
Oh, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
757 WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Velma Perry, a very important figure in the history of Chapel Hill, and she's done so many great things for our town. Dolores Bailey, Executive Director of Empowerment Incorporated, is here. And Dolores, I know that you've known Velma for a long time.
I have been with Empowerment 12 years, and Miss Velma Perry was one of the first people I met at the Northside Community Meetings, which met every month. What I learned about Miss Velma was that she was an activist extraordinaire. She was involved in town issues, she was involved in voting issues, she was involved in community. She'd worked for many years at the Carolina Inn, just a fireball. Everybody respected her. She used her voice, which is what we try to get community residents to do, is use their voice. Miss Velma uses hers like nobody else. She is right about it. She collects her facts first, and then she charges forward.
I know that Velma is probably one of the oldest living members of the Northside community, and her influence goes back over not just decades, but generations.
Absolutely. Miss Velma, some of you may or may not know, left Bennett College, which she was a freshman at, to come home and take care of her mom. And as she took care of her mother, she's still in the house that her grandfather built over on Lindsay Street. From that house on Lindsay Street, she worked on the noise ordinance for the town of Chapel Hill. She worked on the recreational piece for the town of Chapel Hill for the, when they put in the warehouse tower, she walked the streets pulling people out to take them to vote or encouraging them to vote. Really strong influence in the Democratic Party, making sure that other people also realized how important it was for them to count. She worked a lot, I'm sure, with former Mayor Howard Lee as they improved life in the Northside community. Miss Velma was at the center of that.
Velma has done so many things, including attending town council members over the years, keeping herself well informed, but also keeping all her neighbors informed of what's happening in the town.
I remember Miss Velma explained to me that she actually received the agendas in the mail that the town council people received. So she read up on all the information that she was on, the things that interest her and were important to the neighborhood and the community. Miss Velma was down at town hall talking about it. But she had the agendas, so she knew what was on the agenda. She was ready for it.
Well, Velma Perry is certainly one of Chapel Hill's most important citizens, has been for a long time. And Dolores, I appreciate your telling us about her.
Thank you, Ron. And we will honor her at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Banquet 30 years in. And she has absolutely been one of the people who have displayed the sentiment, the talents, and the skills of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Certainly a well-deserved honor. Velma Perry, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day. Breaking news.